love our song.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Naked and Feral. I am Lisa Botello, and I'm an intimate sex coach.
I'm Sandy Jane Nelson, and I'm a life coach. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, and we want to give a shout out to all of our Utah people. Whoop, whoop. We've noticed that there is a lot in Utah.
Yeah, Utah.
Meridian, Hawaii.
Caldwell, Idaho. Yeah. Now we have, like, everywhere. New York.
Oh, everywhere.
Canada. Let's give a shout out to Canada. Canada has, like,
a whole bunch,
you know?
We're everywhere, baby.
Hold on. So, two episodes ago, we should have celebrated. And the reason why we're giving a shout out to everybody is... we made 500.
Woo!
Over 500 celebration of Woo-hoo! Episodes. And yes. We are in, I think, did it say 15 different countries?
It was insane.
Insane. And then insane like a membrane.
Insane in the brain.
Anyway,
absolutely.
Yeah, we want to give you guys all a shout out. Utah people are loving us.
I know. Thank passing you,
Utah. Passing us around.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Very proud. So today, explicit warning.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Warning. It's going to be explicit. So if you're tenderhearted, have a heart problem, anything like that.
Stop it.
Be careful.
Oh, stop.
So I want to talk to you girls about squirting.
Oh, that's right. Oh my God. So I think we've been wanting to have this conversation for a while.
You know, and it's going to pop up a lot of times because me being in the dating world, I've had some men, quite a lot, be like, oh my God, that is gross. No.
Come on, you guys.
I swear. It was Left Lip Mister. He was talking to a girl previously and she's like, I'm going to squirt all over and mess up the bed. And I guess that grossed him out and he ghosted her.
Well, that, you know,
another person, right.
Thank God, move on.
Another one that I dated, which to not be named, was like, no, that grosses me out. Yeah. And I can't name him, but I'll tell you off camera.
Why can't you name him? Oh my God. God.
Yeah.
She told me off camera.
I told you off camera, yeah.
Oh my God, come on,
and
man.
And so then,
get
you know what my response
it.
Is? Can I pee on you? Can I just pee on your leg?
Stop come it.
Can I pee on you? I don't care. I'm like, let me pee on you. Because squirting, here's the big dilemma. It feels different. It is different. It is part, studies have been shown. They emptied out, I can't remember the amount of women. They emptied out. You were not going to like that position in the pictures. They emptied out their bladder.
I do that.
No, but listen, they injected it with blue dye. And then they brought them to orgasm. I want to say 4 to 6 women. Lord and behold, it was blue dye everywhere. And there was traces of vaginal fluid.
There has to be vaginal fluid.
So, and I've talked to a lot of men who are like, oh, I love it. And, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, the majority of it's urine, even though it feels different, even though that they can empty their bladder, you know, right after, it's still that force because you're massaging that sponge that's like right on the inside when you give the come hither. Well, that is butted up right against the bladder. And they actually say you have a stronger orgasm if you have a full bladder because of that.
Oh, and, I believe that.
Well, you've got to think. The clitoris isn't just that little beam. Like I said before, the clitoris is that beam that leads to these tubular, 4 of them, actually, that goes all around the inside of your vaginal wall. So, in my opinion, from the studies that I have seen, squirting is urine. Do I squirt? Hail to the yeah. If it feels good enough, I do it sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
But did you do it when you were young?
No.
Either did I. Why is that?
I think because I wasn't having orgasms.
True, you orgasmed late.
I have no idea, but for me, yeah. And then...
I know it's a whole different ballgame when you do.
It is. I'm not sure if, you know... I mean, because we talked about that, right? Like, are you comfortable with it? What do you think about it? Because, like, right, ladies? I mean, like, do you even talk about this with your best friend?
No, squirting, like, yeah, I really didn't. Me and you do.
Yeah.
We're like, holy shit, I squirted.
And, but, like, ladies, just let it go, you know? And, like, if you, hopefully you don't have a man that doesn't like it. Like, that's something, like, you guys gotta talk about. You have to talk about and be like, they gotta be comfortable with it if you want to have an orgasm, because otherwise you're gonna be in your head all the time. Aren't you gonna be in your head?
Absolutely. I've never had a gray area guy. I've never met a gray area guy to where it's like, eh, if you do it, you do it. If you don't, you don't. They either love it or they fucking hate it. That's what my findings have been. Is that either they love it or they hate it.
They love it or they hate it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. You would know.
Right. And I've heard there's been rumors that, oh, it's just a clearer form of the, it's a purified form of urine.
I mean, couldn't they be like, oh my God, I got her to do this, you know, like,
right. I've had one guy say, I don't care if she's pissing her shit in the bed, as long as I'm giving her the best orgasm she's ever had.
You know, I think it's kind of like a guy thing, like the ones who do, it's kind of like, because they are pleasers. They want to please that, like.
Some of them are.
It's the manly man thing. Like, they want, it's like a hunter, you know, he wants to get that big game.
Some of them aren't. Some of them are like, no.
I know, but the ones that want,
right,
that don't care, mm-hmm, or whatever, it's kind of like they want, mm-hmm, that you to have that big, they have achieved what they were supposed to do, dun, as a dun, man.
No, yeah. She's
I did it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you get some guys that are like, hell no.
Well, they aren't the manly men.
Right.
I feel.
Right. And then you have to hold your orgasm back. Because I personally can't be like, I'm going to squirt. Be like the porns. Because you can't go to porn for, like, educational purposes, which the majority of the men out there do. Don't do that. Because behind the scenes, they're drinking water and they're actually pissing. Like, that's not what a normal squirt looks like when you can piss across, you know, squirt across the room.
What?
You've never seen porns that do that? Okay. Where they're like, I'm gonna come, and then they're like, psst, across the room.
Here's the spicy and the sweet. The sweet in me has not really watched a lot of porn.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect for you. That's so sweet. You're all my little sunshine. Yeah. But that's not educational purposes. That's not true.
The dark and the sun.
Right.
The moon and the sun. She's the moon, I'm the sun.
To squirt, it's like a psst. You know, like when you orgasm, and sometimes it can dribble, and sometimes, but it's not, man, seriously pissing 5-6 feet. To,
like, you know, you go like get a peen. Towel.
Right. But it's not like you're projecting, like, how you,
no,
have you ever, when you're a little kid, being like, I'm going to pee like a boy. And then you stand up and it pisses out.
Probably.
Okay. Well, that's not
know.
What it's like.
I don't know.
That's not what squirting is like.
Yeah. No, it's not.
And
it's a big orgasm. You're having an orgasm.
It feels different, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really does feel different.
The dress is, like, making me...
But it's so cute.
I know, but in this video, it's, like, I feel like, I don't know.
It's cute.
It's cuter in person.
It's super cute. I love it. It's one of my favorites on you. Now, when was the first time you squirted? Do you even remember? Mm-hmm. And what were you like? Were you like, oh, my God, I am so embarrassed. What the fuck?
No, I wasn't embarrassed. I was proud of it, I think.
Good for you. I love you because you're like, you got the balls. You're like, no, I want to watch that shit when I'm having sex. I want the lights on.
I don't know. Like, I was proud of it. I remember talking about it. Weird thing, you know, talking about it with one of John's old friends a long time ago when we all hung out in the beginning of John and I dating, and we talked about, the weird thing is, like, some guys are open to talk about this stuff, but we talked about squirting, and like, we wondered, and I think he said, we don't know if it was urine or not back then when we talked about it or whatever, and I was proud of it, I guess, you know.
You're like, then. Yeah, I squirted all over his face. He needed goggles and a snorkel.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I know.
Okay, I'm getting all red and embarrassed now.
But because you're my little sunshine.
Yeah. But I think, you know, be proud of it, ladies. That's who we are. And it's part of, because otherwise you're going to be in your head. And we want to give our all to them, don't we? And mm-hmm. then sometimes, here's another thing. I had somebody talk to me the other day about how they're still not having orgasms.
I know.
And I think because they're all in their head. I wish that they can come lack see
of,
you.
Lack of confidence in not...
But what about if the guy's intimidated? I didn't ask her if the guy's intimidated about squirting mm-hmm. or not. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's where she, you know? Mm-hmm. Or we're so into pleasing the man, mm-hmm. right? And then we're like, okay, well, because we're giving, receiving.
I have caught myself sometime back faking orgasms. To build their confidence.
Oh my God, I've never faked an orgasm. Oh. Ever.
Oh, really? I'm good at it. I'm a good actress.
Oh my God, never. Never.
I'm if so you proud of
no,
you.
No, listen, if you didn't do it, that's on you, buddy. I'm sorry. But plus me, and like, you know, I'm like, sometimes it's in my head, like, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, I'm sorry. And like, because I've been so in my head, like, yeah. I am sorry. Yeah, because I've been in my head and I, you know, you just...
Oh, no, I fake it.
Because girls can get in and out of head, like,
fake it.
Don't fake.
I do on certain... just to build their confidence.
Stop it! Yeah. Don't build their confidence. Building their confidence is freaking being that manly thing to freaking perform.
Come on, keep it going. Preach
for you,
preach.
Right?
No, I know.
To get the golden prize, the orgasm for her. Mm-hmm. And, oh, that's another subject, right? Because right. I know that this is off topic because, like, sometimes it's, like, we don't give ourselves completely unless we want to give ourselves completely.
Absolutely.
You know, and sometimes, like, there's those issues where maybe something happened, mm-hmm. you know, traumatic mm-hmm. stuff, mm-hmm. You know. When you're younger or older or something could have happened. But just know, ladies, you didn't give up yourself to them. You know when you give yourself to somebody mm-hmm. and you give it completely. You open up all the innards and all mm-hmm. the flower and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So mm-hmm. We have to give ourselves completely to you. Right. And when we do, you know. And then plus the orgasm, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, but the faking it honestly,
don't
it helps.
Fake it.
I don't do it all the time. I said some while back. But you have to.
Did you see her wink?
But I do it to build their self-confidence. And even me, the intimate sex coach, even I have a battle in my mind. I want to be this big sex goddess to them.
You are.
I want to make... I sometimes I lose my identity in that. Like, I want to be the best. I want to be this. I want to be that. I want to be his biggest dream. And I think that a lot of women
I love
think that.
I love getting and being his mm-hmm. biggest dream and stuff. Mm-hmm. Let him be your biggest dream.
Right. And that's where I'm trying to say. That's where I'm making myself vulnerable so we can switch it around.
Because
be like,
it's so easy to be their biggest dream, don't you think?
No.
Oh, maybe some people it's not.
No.
Stop.
No.
Some people it's hard to, like, I guess, be...
Some men it's hard for them to orgasm.
I think you and I, maybe that's why we bonded so much, because we can be that and do that with uh-huh. the confidence when uh-huh. we are...
Yeah.
When we have that confidence inside us, mm-hmm. you know, when you build that in mm-hmm. you. How fun is that to mm-hmm. be their biggest dream?
Oh, yeah.
You know? How
oh, yeah.
fun is so fun.
It but, is.
You know...
Girls, Lisa? Stop faking. I said not all the time.
Lisa, no more faking.
I know. Girls.
Let me be your intimate sex coach.
And
no more faking.
And women, no more faking. If I can do it, I know damn well a lot of women are out there
doing
it.
Let them conquer you.
And I know a lot of women are still out there not orgasming. You know who you are.
Yeah.
Orgasm. Come.
Use a toy. Have him using the toy. Remote control. Have him have some fun with it. Like, mm-hmm. men like remote controls.
I know. They're gadget guys.
Yeah.
I know.
And that's, like, if you have one, have your little remote control that has the different lights and that, you know. you
right.
know? Mm-hmm. And loving yourself more to where he can, like, maybe even, shine the light on down there, but you're going to have
you
to work on that.
You would be surprised on how many women don't even know how to orgasm.
Oh, my God. We were going to talk about that, too, because mm-hmm. it's so sad. Mm-hmm. You hear it and I hear it because mm-hmm. maybe because we're doing this podcast, mm-hmm. people are reaching out more and telling us right. more about that. Like, they still, they're having great sex, but they're not orgasming. So, I mm-hmm. have a question for you because yes. I feel like, how is that great sex when you're not orgasming?
Just what I was saying. Because if you can make a lot of women get in the cycle, if you can make your man feel good, if you can be his dream, and it feels good to you. So if it's like, okay, this feels good, like somebody kissing your neck, that feels good. Somebody giving you a deep kiss, that feels good. So then in their mind, they're like, that's the best sex, you know.
But see, I don't think that that's great sex if you're not having a freaking orgasm. You haven't had great sex. You've got an orgasm.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
The big O, you guys. The big O.
I agree with you 100%. But a lot of women are just like, they are people pleasers. A lot of women are people pleasers. And they're thinking, I'm a sex god. That was good sex if you're sore afterwards, or if you've sweated, or if it actually felt good to you in a little way, or you pleased your man right off the bat. Sometimes that's what they consider good sex.
Come on, ladies. Have the orgasm. Mm-hmm. And no more faking, and let them have that and orgasm. I get mm-hmm. where maybe mm-hmm. maybe you're tired and you've had, like, you're going, you've had a bazillion million days, maybe, and you're mm-hmm. just tired and you want to be done, and that's mm-hmm. why you're faking. But mm-hmm. please don't fake. Just be like, it's just not going to happen. It's mm-hmm. not working for me, mm-hmm. and it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, the next time, it's okay. You know, it's just I've had a day. I was too tired. I was
or it's
my
just
head.
Not working for you. You don't have to give an excuse.
True. Why am I giving excuses?
Well, right. Just trying to help the women out. But the,
and
you
the
really
men.
Don't.
And the men.
Right.
You know?
Right. But for the women who have never orgasmed, you know who you are. Take your toy. Take your vibrator. Take your fingers with spit, lube, whatever you can, and start rubbing your clit.
Oh, and they have quiet ones. You know, if you're, you know, when they have children around, go in the bathtub. They have ones where you can't hear anything mm-hmm. and you're going to be relaxed more.
And focus on your clit. Don't focus on vaginal stimulation when you're first trying to orgasm.
Both.
If you're just starting out and you really don't know how to orgasm, I want you to focus on your clitoris.
True.
That's what I want. Well, of course. Well, you're seasoned. You're a seasoned vet.
Yeah. What did John say when you read that book, which you're going to read?
Oh, the mayor? What did he say? Did he say that you were the mayor?
He's like, so you're the mayor, huh? Hey, my husband is my number one fan. I love it.
I love it. And that's the way it should be. Anybody that I'm with, I want to be there. I want them to be my number one fan with our podcast
and
everything.
They're your pillar. Right. They're lifting their queen up.
Right.
And they're doing what they can do. You know, like, mm-hmm. all the things. Mm-hmm. You were doing that, you know, mm-hmm. for, yeah.
Right. Okay. So last time we told you how to give a blowjob called the catch and release. So this time, talking about squirting and clitorises. Now we're going to, Sandy, you need to pick which one on going down on a woman. I don't remember. There's the voyeur, the remote control, too good to be true,
you
tight
too
twirl,
good to be true.
The breast man, backdoor dining, no. Which one was it? Open sesame, oh. Make her purr,
open
was that
sesame
it?
Sounds fun. No, keep going.
Begging for more.
Ooh.
Lusty loins.
No, I think it keep going.
Bootylicious.
No.
Sexual heartbeat.
No.
Sultry squirter.
Weren't you going to read that one? Because that's how we got on the thing about the squirter. Why don't
okay,
you
let's
read that?
Do the squirters. Okay, so now we're going to, for the men out there and for the women, to tell your men to listen to the podcast so he can try this on you. Okay, so you're going to titillate, they call it the G-spot, which is really, you know, it's that soft, spongy. Right when you insert your fingers into the vagina, face up, you want to curl your fingers. Okay. Kiss, fondle, and caress her body to the heightened to heighten her arousal. When she's ready, insert your middle finger and ring finger into her vagina, pulling up against her upper wall.
Do you like that hard? Like, do you want them to do it hard or soft?
Soft,
but then they have to touch the right G-spot.
But do you want them to touch it hard? Or do you like it soft? Sometimes if it's too hard, I'm like, I'm going to piss all over your hand.
I don't think it's hard. I don't know. But I don't think it's hard.
Okay.
I don't think it's soft, too soft either, but you got to hit it.
Okay. Hit it. Hit it, hit it. Okay, then alternate between the come hither motion over her G-spot and a tick-tock movement from side to side with both fingers. You will likely feel her G-spot swell as you fondle it. So it's the come hither and tick-tock.
Ooh.
So rubbing it.
Oh my gosh. The seven. Do you know what the seven is?
No, what is
that? Oh my gosh, that's when like Monica on Friends, when she's like trying to talk to Chandler and he's like, they're talking about orgasms and like, Rachel's next to her or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then so Monica is like, it's the one, and then you do a two, and then you do a three, and then you four, and then the four, and then you go back to the three, two, and then the six, and the six, and then you have Rachel on the other end, you know, going like this and closing her eyes, and she's listening, and then Monica's like, seven.
No, I never watched Friends.
It's cute. You should watch it.
Okay. And then suck rhythmically on her clitoris while you're with your lips as you continue stroking her G-spot with your two fingers. Remember, tick-tock back and forth and the come hither. As she becomes more aroused, place your other hand on her mons, the flesh over the pubic bone and lower abdomen, and press down. As you're doing the come here motion. Mm-hmm. So then you're actually pressing. And that's what I'm talking about with the bladder. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It will allow you to stimulate her urethra sponge, the side of the G-spot, from both the abdomen, bladder wall, and the vaginal interior. Encourage her to breathe deeply and bear down as she's taking over by
orgasm. Holy shit, bear down?
Bear down. I like that word. Bear down, baby. The experience of squirting varies from person to person. Some dribble a few drops while others spray with considerable force. And the amount of fluid is not related to orgasm pleasure. Rather than feeling pressure to perform in any way, focus on your unique experience and relish in every erotic moment.
It is an orgasm, though.
It is.
Then why did it say it wasn't? Did I misunderstand?
You misunderstood. It is an orgasm, but they said don't get pressured up like you have to squirt all over the walls. What time is it? Are we out of time? We're out of time.
Oh my God, we're past the time.
Uh-oh. Okay, sorry, guys.
We love you.
Love you. And don't forget to email us, nakedandferal@gmail.com. And don't forget to like us on social media, and then we'll enter you in our drawing.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
Love you.
Love you, celebrating all of us. Mwah. Mwah.